right, we're good. We're good. It's coming through. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 82. We're finally back. It's a very special episode because I have my good friend Eileen Benitez with me. I had her brother Michael on, oh my gosh, eons ago. I was still in college when I recorded that episode. So life has changed. And also it's kind of a special return episode because I took a long hiatus. The last time I recorded and posted anything was January. So I took some time off and I was just tired. But we're back. The return is here. And we always start out with, well, first of all, actually, Eileen, I got to get back into the rhythm here. It's been a while.
It's okay. But
Eileen, please introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eileen. It's crazy that Nick even mentions that he had Michael, my brother, on the podcast before he did me.
Okay, well.
Because you met me before you met him. But let's not, you know, get into that. But yeah, I'm Eileen.
Yeah? Did you tell them anything about yourself? Or you just threw shade at your brother and said, I'm Eileen?
Shade at you, Nick. Okay. That was shade at you.
Shade at both of us. Hey, I got closer to Michael first.
Okay.
He was living with me at the time.
I guess. Yeah.
But now, okay, now tell them about yourself.
So, like Nick said, we met in, or I don't know if you did say, but we met in school, Texas State. I am an early childhood education major. That's what I'm studying right now. I'm actually in my senior year, last semester. So I'm finishing up and I'm about to graduate in May. What can I say? I don't really know.
You don't really know? You don't know yourself?
How to introduce myself.
How to introduce yourself?
You know, it's crazy. Whenever you're in college, you kind of get used to that being the introduction. Like, what you're studying and, like, what year you are.
That's all anybody talks about when they get to know you.
I'm in that rhythm, though. And then when you're talking to people who aren't in college or they graduated, it's kind of like, what else? Yeah. How do you introduce yourself? It's weird, but
true. Well, Eileen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Being my first guest back after a long break. Mm-hmm. And as always, we start out with some good news to brighten up the atmosphere, if you will. My good news of the week is that I had a job interview recently with, basically it's just a dream job for me if I were to be able to do it. So hopefully that all goes well. But I was asked, does my guest have any good news to share?
Let's see. This week? I mean, it's spring break. That's good news to me because I get a break from student teaching. I get to relax for a second, go home. I mean, have time to even come here.
Yeah.
Come visit you.
That's also good news. You're visiting.
Good news. So yeah, just it's good news that I've had a break from the constant routine I'm in. But yep.
Yeah. Yes, Eileen, Michael, and their sister Emily, who has not been mentioned on the podcast before, but they are all here visiting. Did you just roll up a tissue? What are you doing?
Took my gum out.
Oh. I was like, why do you have a tissue? distracted me. It's fine. But they're here visiting, and we were over at my parents' house last night having a good old time. They fed us, and my mom was like, oh my gosh, I love them. They're so great. I would adopt them. And then Eileen just can't stop gushing about my mom and my family in general. She's like, I love them. They're great. You go.
Can we talk about them? Yes. They're actually amazing.
Yeah.
I was telling Nick that, or Michael mentioned that we thought he was good. Then we meet his family and we realize he's actually bottom of the barrel.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. That's such a harsh way to put it. But actually, like, they are great.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I wasn't surprised, but it was just so nice to meet such like loving people. Yeah. There you go. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They're great.
But, just gushing about each other the whole time. And so I figure, you know, speaking of my mom, I thought of moms in general and things that they tend to say to their children. And, I thought of one thing in particular where I was like, I think I just disproved the point where, do you know, I don't know if your mom ever said it, but where you're like, why do you always say that? And then she goes, well, I have to repeat myself because you never listen, right?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Now, let me disprove that immediately by saying, how would I know you always say that if I'm never listening to you? Moms?
Wait.
Checkmate.
But aren't you kind of proving their point, though?
How am I proving their point?
Because they're saying that you never listen.
How can I never listen if I know that they've said something multiple times?
Because you're never listening, and that's their point. They're saying, I've said this before, but you don't even know that.
So
because you never listen. And
so
you
you're going back to the point of like hearing is different from listening.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then again, I still listen enough to know that you've said it before. I just might not follow through
on
it.
That is not what you said.
I might just not follow through on it.
You're contradicting yourself.
I half took out the argument. Let's just agree that.
Oh, half took it out.
I did enough damage to.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah. It's a victory. checkmate, moms. okay, now this is obviously late, like very late, but I took a break. But the Super Bowl happened.
Right.
Back in February. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Alicia Keys is a married woman. Usher, calm down.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Calm down.
I know.
Dude.
What was that?
Yo.
What was that?
If I ever see a man wrap himself around like my wife on national in one of the most televised events
yep.
on TV.
Like everyone saw that.
I'm crashing out right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to cease to exist, honestly, in that moment.
I wonder, like, what?
I'll be a shell of
her
man.
Too, though.
Yeah.
Girl, come on.
She let it happen. I'm yes. like, ma'am?
I mean, but imagine if she's, like,
if
how
she,
weird.
Yeah, because in that moment, like, if you pushed him off, you become, like, evil to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, which is already stupid, but it's like. Because
if she feels uncomfortable, she feels uncomfortable, right? Like, she has the right to push him off, but then, you know,
yeah.
everyone's going to be like. She took things too serious. You know, something. They'll yeah. start it, make it about her.
Yeah.
Even though, why are his hands on her like that?
Dude, it was foul.
Who are you rooting for?
Either.
Oh.
I didn't care for either team. Because, first of all, the 49ers beat my team in the playoffs.
So you're mad.
Yeah. Had a little bit of beef with that. And then also, I just didn't want to see the Chiefs win again.
I know.
God,
I know.
Their fans are so loved by God, I guess. I'm not, not going to say anything else. But, you know, people get really obnoxious about their teams sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
And you're like, I hope they never win a game again.
Literally. Especially them. But I'm also like, I love a good underdog story.
Yeah.
So I was rooting for the 49ers.
That's true. And also, Brock Purdy's story is pretty cool. Like, being drafted as Mr. Irrelevant and then getting to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
He still got to the Super Bowl. He didn't win it, but I still think that that's more than enough to prove that he's not Mr. Irrelevant.
For sure. Yes, agreed.
But, yeah, dude.
Agreed.
Good for Brock Purdy, I guess. I mean, lost, L, skill issue, but it's all
you're foul.
It's literally a skill issue if you lose.
People won't, like you're saying, at least you got to the Super Bowl. People won't give him that, though.
Well, then that's stupid.
Yeah, agreed, but.
Not giving somebody to get, like, you
like
can't
that they
give
got
it
to the Super Bowl?
Like, that's the big one.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Yes, yes.
And you're going to go, oh, but he lost. You're going to diminish him. What are you doing? You work at a Taco Bell.
That's what I'm saying. People love to input, like, their opinion on it. You could never, like.
You could never.
Speak where you know?
Yeah.
Speak where you, like, know what's.
Put your money where your mouth is?
No.
Is that what it is? I don't know what you're saying,
I'm
actually.
I'm saying, like, they don't even know what really goes on in that, like.
Yeah.
Situation, right? They've never experienced.
Stay in your lane.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't know how to do that, though.
Yeah.
People want to get in other people's business all the time.
Literally. I mean, yeah. That's true.
Speaking of which, no, I'm just kidding. Imagine I just start gossiping. now I wanted to tell you about this, okay? Because I am a fan of fast food. I've been bulking my whole life. It's all good. and you know, sometimes I like to treat myself to Taco Bell every once in a while. Does my stomach hurt afterwards? All the time, sure, but that's why it's a once in a while treat. Now I know this is unrelated, but in the moment it hurt my chest because I pulled up and I got my usual. I said my usual, and then immediately I heard the guy over the headset go, "I told you," and I was like,
"You're lying."
Is this about me? Do they know me?
They know you. They probably know you by name.
They might.
They're like Nick's usual.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
And they start making it.
But I'm pretty sure it was completely unrelated. Like, they were saying something already, and then he said, "I told you," and then he, like, went back to normal.
If you want to tell yourself to feel better.
Well, no, in the moment, it was a definite kick to the chest, for sure, and I was like, okay, I've been here too much. I'm gonna move. But, you know, have you ever had a moment where somebody just, like, recognizes you, but it's for really embarrassing reasons?
You know, I think I try to... This is something I, like, rarely tell people, but I get embarrassed so easily. Like, anything and everything will embarrass me.
Yeah.
And so I think I try to stay from situations like that so hard that, no, not really. Because I'm, like, aware. I'm like, you can't do that. That's embarrassing.
I just get trapped in those situations.
Huh?
I just get trapped in embarrassing situations sometimes.
Or maybe you just are.
I'm not suave enough. I can't spin move fast enough. I'm just like... I just end up running into a wall instead.
I feel like that's very on brand for you, though.
Yeah.
That's Nick. That's okay.
I can't actually count the amount of times I've hit my shoulder off of an open door or something.
Actually?
Yeah.
Then you have no, what's it called?
Spatial awareness?
That.
I have spatial awareness. It's just sometimes I just walk and I zone out hard. I'll zone out hard and then I'll look and finally, like, lock back into life.
But you're already, it's too far.
But I'm like I'm walking towards something and my brain is like left or right, left or right, left or right. And then I just run into it.
You don't make the decision fast enough.
Yeah. I just slam my shoulder off and I'm like, probably dislocated. It's all good. We're going to keep moving. But, you know what though? Michael's going to be excited about this because he's, you know how he's into country music, right?
Yes.
Country folk music.
Yes.
I'll say this much. I'd never liked country before. I just never got into it. I wouldn't say I hated it, but I never got into it before. But to mess with him when he would, you know, get on the aux or have Bluetooth in the car or whatever, he would start playing country or folk music. And I was like, bro, you're a professional vibe killer.
Literally. Yeah. How? I'm surprised you even let him on aux.
Because I thought he wasn't going to play trash. This was like the first times we were hanging
out.
That's
all he knows.
That's all he knows?
That's all he knows.
That's crazy.
I think he mentioned it last night that he didn't get into music until he was like late in high school, like maybe junior year of high school. Before that, no music.
No music at all?
No, at all. Like, we would always ask him, why do you like, he didn't work out with music. He didn't do anything with music, right? Things that people usually do when they have music in the background, nothing like that. So we would ask him and he'd be like, I don't listen to music. That was always his answer. So he's barely getting into it, and he decided to start with country music. So it's all he knows.
I don't listen to music. It's so weird
to say. I agree, yes.
Because it's music is like that. It feels like that one thing, like one of those few things as a human where it's like, you need that.
Yes.
You need music in your life.
Yes.
It's not necessarily as important as food because you don't die without music. But then again, it's like kind of like a lifeblood.
Things are more enjoyable.
Yeah.
If there's some music playing in the background.
Yeah.
If you're cleaning, it's going to be more enjoyable if you have some music in the background.
For instance, I work in a retail store. Okay. But there's music playing all the time. I went to another retail store one day. They were dead silent in there. Mm-mm. And I'm like, it's much more depressing in here than it is at my job.
Exactly. So you
just
need
because
it.
Of the music. And it wasn't any different because it was the same store.
Oh, wow.
Just a different branch.
Yeah.
And I was like,
so you know,
this completely changed it up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what was he going to be excited about?
I've recently, okay, let me tell you why leading up to this is because I work in retail and usually they play music where it's like the pop song stuff that's like popular on the radio or whatever. And of course, Taylor Swift, very popping right now. Very, very, very popular artist. And so they would play like 25 of her songs in the rotation.
Oh my god.
So you constantly hear it. And my GM, he's like a no-nonsense dude. Like, my general manager is very, like, no-nonsense, pretty gruff in just how he says things, like, very matter-of-fact, you know? And so he's in his office, and he can change the PA system or whatever. And then all of a sudden we hear the radio shut off and then turn to, like, a country music station thing.
Gosh.
And then he's like, I'm sick and tired of this Taylor Swift crap. He says, like, over the radio to us in our ears.
Oh, I thought you meant out loud to the store.
Which is not the customers can hear that. But he just said that over the radio. And I was like, I respect him more now.
Oh my gosh.
Because he took control and he was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. They can't make
country.
Me listen to this. Country. I was like, okay. Moved from one bad choice to another. That was my first impression. But then I'm like, I think most of the songs are still trash,
okay.
But some of them have caught me by surprise. Where I'm like,
Nick.
I'm like, low key, that's kind of good. That's not bad.
They got you.
They got me, got ladies you. And gentlemen. We got them.
no way.
Completely different story. but I went from calling Michael professional vibe killer to enjoying. I have a small playlist.
Give me a song.
A modest playlist of 15 country music songs that I enjoy, and that's it.
I'm
not going hard on country music. I like. There's this song, 5'9" by Tyler Hubbard. I think it's good. I like it. It's
listen
catchy,
it
and I don't get into the songs that are like pickup trucks. Hot
right.
women drinking, and it's like, I don't
I
mean, care
yeah.
about that stuff.
But most countries,
it
like
still
that.
Is going to have the undertones
yes,
of it,
yes,
pretty much in anything.
Uh huh.
But if it's heavy handed, like stadium country music,
mm-hmm.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah,
like Luke Bryant, forget
yes,
it.
Yes, gotcha.
That kind of stuff. It's more on the side of like, you know, if it's about like a love song or like just having fun with your friends or something
mm-hmm.
like that. That's cool.
Okay.
With me.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool with me. And it's like, it's actually good. It's not just, you know, somebody picked up a guitar, started thumping a empty tire, made that a drum. And it's
yeah.
like, oh dude, welcome to hick music.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't want to listen to any of this, but the songs I listen to, they're cool.
Okay.
I do try to show him new music though. And he's always just like, yeah, yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I'm like, you're not going to download this, are you?
Did he show him some of these country songs?
I haven't. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say, hey, you remember how I used to call you professional vibe killer with
he
your country music?
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't know yet, but that's why I said he's going to get excited. Eileen okay. bumped the mic. It's probably going to come through really loud. Sorry about your ears.
really?
It just...
It's that sensitive?
No, it'll just pop up.
Oops.
It'll be like
sorry.
A small bump sound. But,
okay.
But I will say, dude... Country music has an unbelievable amount of casual alcoholism.
Oh, I know. Yes.
I'm just like, why are we so okay with this happening?
Yes.
There's this one song I hear it all the time in at work where it's basically about a bunch of guys at a bar and they're like razzing on their friend because he doesn't drink anymore. And they're like, you're not fun anymore, man. Like, what happened to you?
Ew.
And then he goes, I had this, basically he says, I had to stop drinking because the more I drink, the more I drink is what he says.
Mm.
And then he says, if I have one, I'll have 13 and there ain't no in between. I'm like, how do you go from what? 13 is like, you have to get your stomach pumped, sir.
Literally.
What are you talking about? If you have one, you have no self-control to get to 13.
That is alcoholism.
That is death.
Yes.
It's there's so
it's
many
normalized
yeah.
in that.
Yeah. There's so many lyrics too that make me laugh because I'm like, that's horrible.
Like?
That's like just bad lyrics. Not even they're saying something like awful.
Oh,
awful,
yes.
But it's just like, yo, that is first of all kind of sus and also just bad lyric writing that it makes you laugh. Like this one dude's talking about a girl
mm-hmm.
and how she shakes it, right? And then
oh.
he goes, come on and shake it in the Tennessee moonlight.
That's more new stuff, though. You
that
know?
Is that
yeah.
is new stuff. But I'm like, shake it in the Tennessee moonlight is my favorite sentence of all time now.
Yeah.
How do you But how do you come up with... He's probably drunk, maybe.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's why
seems,
it makes so
seems to be recurring.
That old country, some of that can be good.
Yeah. And then some of it's just really boring.
That's true.
Where it's just like a deep-voiced man, not even singing. He's just plucking a guitar, talking about his day.
Yes.
I'm like, is this a form of therapy?
That's why. It's like when people say country, there's so many like different...
Well, country is like just is seriously its own game.
Yes,
it has. That's true. It's it has its own award show.
I was gonna say I recently found out about that.
Yeah, there's the Country Music Awards, and then there's the Grammys for every other kind of music.
Yes, that's crazy. Yeah. It's its whole thing
because it's already so big. But also, the Grammys is like you're not real music.
You think?
Maybe I don't know. They're probably like we don't need you here.
I mean.
We have all of the cool musicians.
I feel like it doesn't really touch.
The Grammys is like the cool younger brother.
Of the country
of the country music, yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, but also, I mean, you've listened to my podcast, so you know I've given up on transitions and properly.
Let's just go on.
Properly segueing. So this is completely unrelated, but have you ever heard of cuteness aggression?
Yes.
So, what have you heard of it?
I think it's like when you see something really cute and you just want to like grab it really hard.
Yeah.
Squeeze it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Pretty much.
Yes.
It's kind of a wild thing.
It is.
And this is sad because I wrote this. I wrote down this topic before I lost my dog, and now I'm talking about it after.
Oh. Yeah.
But basically, I think cuteness aggression is so wild that it's like an innate thing. Like my dog was really cute. And sometimes I would just be like, "You're so cute, I want to choke you out." I'm like, "What? What is happening to me?"
Actually, though, what is that in us? Because it's like it's well, I'm not gonna speak for everyone, but I'm pretty sure it's everyone. Like they have that.
I would
like,
say so.
Yeah.
I see it all weird? The time.
Yes.
With anybody,
especially if something's small.
Yeah.
Like if it's a small cute thing. It's even more like you just want to grab it and squish it.
Crush you.
Literally.
I think we just all need to calm down.
Like the dog that we just saw right now.
Yeah.
He's Jack. So cute. You just want to squish him.
Yes.
Jack he's not a, teeny he's tiny, but cuteness aggression, I think, works with anything.
Yeah, true. Babies. Works with babies.
You want to squish and choke out a baby?
Not necessarily choke out, but I do want to squish.
True, yeah.
Not crush, but squish. And squish, so I'm just like... So cute. I can't handle this.
Literally. That's what it is.
But then again, I'm also still very gentle.
Not knowing what to do with the, like, you're so cute.
It's just so precious. What is that in humans that we hold something so precious that our brains immediately go kill it?
Actually, we're destructive.
And I mean, but even, I think that might just be related to intrusive thoughts.
Oh my god!
Because like sometimes I'll be holding a baby and my brain will go
but
drop
everyone?
It. I'll be like, I'm sorry. No, I'm not gonna drop
is
this baby.
Crazy.
I want to hold this baby and I keep it safe. I'm not gonna drop the baby.
But your mind is telling you to do
that. Yeah, your mind just goes, see what happens.
But all humans having the same one intrusive thought
of cuteness aggression.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. If there's like a scientific study behind it or anything, but. There's got to be some sort of synapses firing in the brain.
If there was, you would know. You, Nick, would know.
You, Nick?
Like you, comma, Nick, comma.
No, I know. I just wanted to do that.
Because you, dude, we will be talking about any random topic and you'll pull out the stats.
But, okay, not always because I don't know everything, but.
Well, yeah.
I know most things.
Please.
No, I mean.
Sometimes people, I think you're making it up because it'll be such a random topic.
No, people will tell me that too, where I'll just like, we'll be having a conversation about something and then I'll be like, I'll pull out the history behind it.
Yes.
I don't know why I do it. I just do it. And then people are like, what are you talking about? And you're like, oh, he's right. I was like, I don't know. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's Emily. Hopefully that didn't come through. It probably didn't. But yeah. Are you good?
Sorry, my throat.
She's good. She's fine. Eileen's dying on
you
the podcast.
You don't have water for your guests? Anyone who wants to be on.
I didn't think about it.
I'm just kidding. I'm fine.
Good. You can, if you want to yell out the door, just say, fine. Tell Michael to get you something. Tell okay. Michael to get you a water.
Might happen again.
I don't care.
Michael!
Oh my gosh. Can you get Eileen a water? So, if you go into the kitchen to the, like, left corner cabinets, you'll see cups. Left, no, top. There. Yeah. And then just go to the fridge and fill it up in the Brita. No. Just fill it up in the Brita. She's getting you a glass cup. Okay. Fancy. I'm not cutting any of this out, by the way.
I want the Gumby's cup.
Gumby's?
Dang, they're back that fast.
I guess so. I mean, it's fast food. Hey, Michael.
No, you have to cut this out.
What? Cut this out? No. It's all one take. It's all good.
Close the door, please.
You want to say hi to the podcast?
Hello. I'm Emily. Bye.
Okay. Anyways, we're back. We're back to it.
They won't know that there's anything to be back to because you'll cut this out.
No. Do you Why? Really? What? It's one take.
You do no cuts?
We're goofing. We're okay. goofing all the time. All right. There was one time when I was recording in college, like when I was back in college, and Michael, he had this thing because he had his clothing drawer in our room, but he stayed on the couch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he would have to come into our room to get clothes and stuff. And he had this thing where he would just come in the room, stand there for a moment, look at his clothing drawer, and then take nothing out and leave.
What?
And he would do it like maybe two or three times.
Not even on his phone or something.
No, he would just stand there and be like, and just dip.
What?
I'm like, what did you need? And so there was one time where I was recording my podcast. He came in. He was trying to be quiet too because he knew I was recording. But he came in and he took nothing. I bumped the mic again. It's all good. She looked at me with the widest eyes. He came in, took nothing. I noticed and I was like, he's going to do it again, isn't he? 2 minutes later, he comes in and I had to like literally stop and be like, Michael, what do you need? And you could hear him in the background of the recording and he's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, grab something.
He's such a weirdo. What?
Dude, I love that guy though. He's hilarious, but I left that in because I think it's hilarious just to have like little interruptions in between. It's funny.
I mean, it's authentic. I like
it. If it's not like dead space,
right,
or dead air,
like where you
when
to
we're
get
not
up and,
saying anything,
yes,
you know, then I won't do that. But
you have never
we
done
were
that,
saying
though.
Stuff. No, because I'm prepared.
Well,
I know I have an hour or 30 minutes in front of me, and I'm like, I'm not getting out of the chair until the episode's over. Is basically what it is.
Yeah.
So I go to the bathroom before.
Just because the vibe of your podcast, like of each,
it's
episode?
All it's always one take. So that I could just keep
You can
it.
Hear that, I guess. Yeah. Do you think that if you did do cuts, we, like, a listener would be able to tell?
It depends on how you're cutting, because there's a difference between cutting and jump cutting.
Oh.
Because jump cutting is filling out, like, and ahs and likes
and stuff.
So it's
like little short.
Yeah, like, so it's these short bursts of audio that aren't matching each other. But then there's a different version of editing where it's professional style and it's like you're actually cutting things together where it sounds natural.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it could have been from like 2 minutes ago, this one part, and then 2 minutes later, this other part, but you cut them together.
Right.
And it's 1 second in between.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't cut these just because it's more fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the homies. It's the friends. But,
That's true.
Back to it. I learned about some new, very dumb terminology when it comes to romantic relationships. Where have you heard of soft and hard launching?
Yes.
So I think that is the coward's way of saying I like someone 100%.
Hear me out. Which one or both?
Both. To go, yeah, I soft launched my relationship on my Instagram story kills me inside because I'm like, am I a product to you?
I don't think, though, that people use it in that way. Like, where I would have a conversation with you and I'd be saying, I soft launched.
They don't use it in that way, but if you were to text them about it, they probably would. They'd be like, I noticed you like hugging this guy, but you didn't see his face in the frame or whatever. That's like a soft launch. But a hard launch is when it's both you and you can clearly see both of them in the picture.
Yes.
And you've made it clear that you're together.
Yes.
And it's just like, how about you just say you're with somebody?
I guess, yes, that's true. People are weird, though. A lot of people like to soft launch because they, or at least this is what I've seen on TikTok, right? Because they don't want anyone to be able to find that other person that they're posting. Yes, agreed, agreed. Agreed.
Dude, gatekeeping a person is crazy.
Exactly.
Nobody's okay, maybe there's a few toxic people that are gonna try to go after them, but if you trust them and you're fine.
If you're in a relationship with them, I would hope you trust them.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yes.
It's just but not to be like a bummer about it, but this generation and dating is just so screwed up.
Yeah.
To just the max, and it's ridiculous, but
there's so many little things that you kind of have to know, like nowadays.
All these rules
make
me want to scream. Mm-hmm. The 3-month rule, not a thing.
Yep.
Dude, 90 days is not going to decide whether a relationship works or not.
Oh, I've seen
it's
that so much.
It's you two putting in the work together to make sure it does.
Yeah.
And you're like, we didn't make it past 3 months without a fight or something. It's so?
Mm-hmm. As if that's not like going to happen.
You're going to fight for the rest of your life.
Yep.
It's gonna happen. It just...
It's the unrealistic, like, expectations of a relationship that people see on, like, online. Because obviously people are only gonna show you what they want you to
only
see.
They only show the highlights.
They're like, wow, that's so perfect. They never argue. Like, okay, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're seeing genuinely, like, 0.2% of their life together.
Mm-hmm. And then you want your life to be just like that.
Then there's those couples that share way too much, and it's like, okay, you guys aren't good for each other.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Why are you together?
Yes.
So.
Like, I didn't need to know that about your relationship.
Yeah. Either way, if you are a couple influencer, you're cringe.
Yes.
No matter what. So stop, for sure. I don't know. If it's a family thing, though. Like, with your kids, I still feel some type of way about it sometimes. Because some people just straight up be, like, just, what's the word? Exploiting their kids for money.
Yeah.
But then again, some people, like, have stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, I can appreciate that.
You can kind of tell, though.
Yeah.
Like, with their content, you kind of know where it's coming from. Like, what they're doing.
Like, there was this one video that came out. Where this single mom and her son made content, and she was making a video about how I think their dog was put down or something, and she forgot to edit this part out of the video, but she was basically trying to get a thumbnail for the video, and so she was like, look sad, like cry more, and the boy was like, but I am sad, and she was like, but look more sad, and like face, like have your face next to mommy's while I cry. And I'm like,
that's sick.
Yeah, you're deranged.
Wow.
Using your child's grief for views.
And imagine how, like, what's the word? Like, damaging. How damaging that is to the child.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I'm not sad if I'm not, like, crying or whatever. Yeah. Oh.
These kids don't grow up okay.
That
I mean,
is terrible.
That's for sure. Psychological damage for sure.
And she's a single mom. I would expect her to protect her child.
So the father needs to be present for sure. Or some father figure, at least.
I mean, always. And any child needs their mom and their dad.
Fortunately, too many dudes out there. Deadbeats.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad.
I think, like, they don't... I just have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that they just go on about their lives. Like, they don't have a whole child running around somewhere in the world.
I don't get it. I don't even want to think about it. It's sad.
Crazy.
It's just too sad. But moving on to a lighter topic.
Actually, why did we go there?
We got into deadbeats. So I saw a Cybertruck for real.
A what?
A Cybertruck.
Oh my gosh, I have not seen one in real life.
It's actually the ugliest vehicle of all time. It's uglier than a PT Cruiser.
Oh wow.
It's uglier than a Nissan Cube.
That's hard to believe. I have a hate.
A hate?
For Nissan, yes.
For Nissan Cubes?
Yes.
Nissans in general?
No.
Nissan
Cubes. I have a Nissan.
Which I bumped into on accident.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, first of all, I want to make everyone aware, Eileen was basically parked halfway into the driveway.
Guys, I was parked. My car is a parked car, and Nick hit it.
Look.
Whose fault is that?
Look,
Nicholas.
Okay, look. My driveway, you know, straight road of concrete or
kind of in a cul-de-sac.
And it's in a cul-de-sac. So the curb is curving into the driveway. And so Eileen's car is parked on the side curb. My car is in the driveway. And just like enough of her front fender was in the driveway that I didn't realize she was parked that close to the entrance of the driveway. So I was pulling out. And I was trying to turn to get, like, myself situated onto the road. And then all of a sudden I hear Emily go, Nick! And then I was like, what? And then all of a sudden, like, I stopped the car. I didn't even feel the impact because it really wasn't even a big impact.
Yeah.
But I just, like, looked over and I'm like, Eileen's car is really close. And then I let off the gas, like, a little bit. And the car moved and the Nissan moved with us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shoot.
I'm in the car. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, well, why is it that close to the driveway?
Well, can I say my side now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I was really close to the driveway, but I was not in it. And I know this because if you saw how we parked back home, like back in Houston, we have so many cars that there's like, we have to park in the middle, like down the driveway. Someone's parked in the middle because we have two cars on the side, one in the middle, and then the driveway is full. So, yeah. So usually I like, you know, I know that I can get close, but not to be inside of it because then people literally can't get out because neighbors have cars on the side. You know, it's just kind of like a tight, packed little area.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty used to parking like that. But my whole thing is that the car is parked. You are pulling out, and you can see that your driveway, since it's a cul-de-sac type of thing, you have a lot of free space in the back. So I'm thinking you're about to come straight down,
right. If I went straight down, though, I would have done more damage.
No, because at first, Emily was like, whoa, he passed really close whenever you were pulling out. So if you had just pulled out straight back, you would have been completely fine. It's the fact that you turned right too early.
I think it's just because I'm so used to that.
Right.
That's how I pull out of the driveway.
No, I agree. Because, I mean, I saw that you're... I'm assuming
like, I saw your car, and then I just didn't register that it was that close.
Yeah.
And so then I pulled out of the driveway, and then there was just a little bump. Luckily, there was no, like, real physical damage. It was just cosmetic, like, light scrapes.
Like,
thank God.
Right now that it rained, it kind of took off the little, like, white... The scrapes, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It washed the dust away and stuff. So,
it was Nick's fault, though.
Yeah. Okay. Half and half?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you to responsibility.
That was you bumping the mic.
Yeah, because my hat. My Yahweh hat. Because I claim the name of Jesus out
Amen.
Loud and proud.
Amen.
So... I've talked about this before many times. Well, not many times, but at least twice. Okay. Where I think it's just horrendously dumb to protect a celebrity's honor online to other people who are hating on her or him.
Like as a regular human.
As just a regular person that they don't know you exist. And to go to the lengths that some of these people do,
mm-hmm.
where it's usually with the crazy wild fans, where it's like, not all, because I know way too many K-pop fans already that are just regular chill people, but there's a lot of K-pop fans that are nuts.
Oh, for sure.
Nicki Minaj, Harry Styles, especially Taylor Swift.
Oh,
some of the most
gosh.
Toxic people on the planet. If you just say you don't like their music, or don't like her music, they're gonna be like, I'm gonna kill your family in front of you. I'm like, what?
Yes.
I just was saying my opinion on someone's music. Mm-hmm. Several other artists that you could probably think of that their fans are that nuts. I need people to understand how dumb it is to try to protect a celebrity's honor like that. And I'm going to prove how dumb it is with one single sentence from something that happened back in early February. Okay. This is what happened. This was a news article headline.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj's fans doxed the location of Megan Thee Stallion's mother's grave, and now security has been increased there. Now, why might you ask that's happening? Because Meg Thee Stallion apparently said something that was shade towards Nicki Minaj over the internet. And so, because of this, Nicki Minaj fans said, let's go desecrate her mother's gravesite.
That is insane.
Yes, it's insane.
What?
Yes, it's insane. These two people who are so unbelievably rich and also don't care about the existence of their fans at all are beefing on the internet. First of all, that's stupid in itself. And then Nicki Minaj responds and just like throwing whatever kind of insults out. And then her fans are like, she's right. Time to go disrespect the dead. And it's like, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh. Before you started, I was going to say, yeah, but that's usually like 12-year-olds, like just like younger.
No, full-grown adults.
I was going to say, if they're finding the grave of what, her grandmother?
Her mother.
That's so disrespectful. Yes. That is so disrespectful.
Let the woman rest.
So that's...
Why are you bringing her mom into it?
That is crazy.
She didn't do anything.
Uh-uh.
She's dead. She couldn't do anything.
Like, what are people thinking? Did anything happen? Did the article say?
All right. You're going. Oh, my God.
Did you bump again?
Yeah. My hat bumped the mic again. I threw it way too high and it hit my fan. Just security got increased. That was it.
Wow. Yeah, people are crazy. People are crazy. People and like you said, what, Meg Thee Stallion or Nicki Minaj is going to go and thank her? Thanks so much for having my back.
Thank the fans?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, Nicholas, obviously not. I'm saying, what do they expect
from her? Oh, yeah, yeah, like, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Okay. What? Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. What's the point? Thank you so much for committing crimes in my name.
Like,
yeah.
I was not aware of that.
So dumb. Also, they're called Barbs. The fans.
Her fans?
Yeah, because she's like into the Barbie stuff. She's always been. So they call themselves Barbs. And I'm like, okay. Dumbest name ever. My gosh. That's actually dumber than Swifties. Hard to do. Hard to beat. Hard to beat.
I have Swiftie friends, so I'm not going to speak.
Here's the thing. If you are a Swiftie and you're chill about it, I'm chill with you.
That's true.
I don't care. I don't like her music. I don't listen to it, but I don't care if you like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go for it. Matter of fact, you get in my car and you want to play some Taylor Swift, I don't care. Go for it.
Oh, you're better than me.
But if you're telling me you want to kill my family because I don't like her music,
yeah,
we got problems.
Yes. But also, even the chill ones are very like, they want to make everything Taylor Swift.
That is true. I once said in a group of Swifties, who are my friends, I was like, I just don't really listen to her music. I just don't really like it. And then they were like, well, you're wrong. And I'm like, my opinion is wrong? That defeats the definition of opinion.
Yeah.
they're like, but she's everything. I'm like, you're a disciple.
Literally.
She's everything? Are you sure? Did she save your soul?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's this like obsession. Oh
my, it is. It's weird to be obsessed with a celebrity. Like,
with a human, she's just another person.
I'm fond of celebrities. I'm like, yeah, they're a pretty cool person.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit here and defend their honor.
Exactly. Like, care. You can be a fan of what they create. Yes, of course, it's an art. Music is art. But to reach that level,
it goes the same way. It's not the same thing, but it goes the same way with Kanye West fans when he was being like really racist.
Oh yeah.
And then they were like, but he made Graduation or whatever. And it's like, good music does not defeat the fact that he just absolutely was hating on Jewish people for existing.
Yeah. Yes. I would hope that's a joke.
Some of them were doing it as a joke, yeah, but even then, like, I'm like, it's an insensitive joke.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
That's true. That's true. Yes.
But then again, it's not the same because they don't do it the same way that they defend his honor when he's being an awful person. But if you tell them, like, he just makes trash music, they'll probably be like, I disagree, but okay.
Leave it. Yeah. 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 That's true.
But then Taylor Swift fans or Nicki Minaj or whatever, they could be terrible people and also get hated on, and no matter what,
yeah,
it's over with.
Yes, because I've seen like cases where people will find, well, like I know you just said that they found the dead mother's grave, yeah. So that's insane. But finding people's address,
yeah,
posting it, like that's dangerous. Like that's, you know,
there's crazy whacked out people out there.
Yeah, yep, people are crazy.
None of us should have access to the internet.
Agreed.
Just at all.
Did you hear TikTok is probably going to be banned or something like that?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm really indifferent about it because I'm like, some of it's entertaining, but at the same time, I'm like, it's probably better for all of us.
That's why I hope so. I'm like, yes, I like it. Why do you think I'm scrolling all the time? Yeah. But I would have so much more time if it was banned.
Yeah.
It'd be better for us.
It is addicting for sure.
Yep.
Because I'm like, I just wasted an hour of my day.
That's the thing.
I could have done something else.
I feel like it's ruined people's attention span. Me, including me.
For sure.
Like, I cannot pay attention to things. Like, I have a hard time watching YouTube videos now. Yeah. And I used to love, I'll sit there 15 minutes, watch the whole video through. Now, I'm like skipping to know what's going to happen.
It kills your attention span. Yeah. Like, there was a scientific study I saw where it was like, people's attention span on average is now 7 seconds. For entertainment value.
See? That's concerning.
So anything beyond 7 seconds, you might get them locked in, like if it's like a really good movie or something. But then again, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like, long form entertainment has gone down the drain hard because they've lost to TikTok in many ways. And then now they just don't know how to make anything entertaining anymore.
Yeah.
Because they've tried so many things and they're like, people are just dumb now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want. And they, everything I make, they hate. That's the entertainment.
Yep.
World talking, basically.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's also made people, I talked about it before too, but I hate trains. Where it's like, it could be something cool or interesting or like a good song and people will just jump on because like it takes one person to make some kind of joke where like there was a song that was being promoted on TikTok that I saw and I was like, this is a pretty good song, and then I went to the comments and I saw somebody comment, we need welders, bro, basically telling him like, give up on your dreams.
Oh yeah.
Because he's like, and then like you go down and it's all like, I'm gonna it's kind of funny, but they're like, I'm about to lie, this is fire. But I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, this is an actually good song. Like, he put heart into this. This is not like some of this, you know, pushed out garbage.
Yeah.
Where you just see it and it's like, did I just make the song of the summer? And it's like, no. Fill out some job applications.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's a good song. I don't know why everybody's hating.
Yeah. No, people are haters.
People just hate for fun now.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Hating stresses me out. I used to do it too much because I hated my life. But I was like, let me hate everybody else now because I'm just mad about stuff. But I'm like, I mean, people are so angry nowadays for sure. But
yes,
you know, you fix it. Stop being so mad about stuff.
And if you're self-aware, then, you know, like, you can be like, dang.
Yeah.
I'm hating on everything.
Yeah, I gotta calm down.
Yes, actually.
Yeah. You just get too far ahead of yourself sometimes. It's sad, dude.
It is. Sad.
Mm-hmm. But, speaking of sus, we mentioned it before. I'm going back like 20 minutes, but... I thought about this one day and I was like, I really need to talk about this with somebody because why did this exist? There was one Transformers movie with Mark Wahlberg in it. Basically, he had a daughter who's 17 and she was dating some 20-year-old guy, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, What's up, Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Calm down. That's weird, but okay. Michael Bay. Okay. We're fine. But later in the movie, there was this thing where Mark Wahlberg's character was calling him out, and he was like, you're a 20-year-old dating my 17-year-old daughter. And then this man pulls out the Romeo and Juliet laws. In the middle of them, I'm like, can we just like watch alien robots fight each other?
No way.
Why are we drawing the line between what is, you know, weird and what is not with underage people? Why is this a subplot of Transformers?
What are the Romeo and Juliet laws?
Basically, it's saying that if both sets of, it has something to do with like both sets of guardians are consenting to the relationship happening, and one person happens to be overage, one happens to be underage, they will legally allow it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And it's not considered like pedophilia or something.
Yeah.
Ew. Or where it's like, I think a subset of it is like, you know, if they were both dating before they turned 18, and then one of them turns 18, but one of them is like 16 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like still like legal or whatever. And I'm just like, first of all, why does that exist?
Yeah.
Hmm? Now I get it. Like sometimes like you have the relationships where there's a bit of an age gap, but you both started before 18.
Yeah.
And it's like a 2-year age gap. Okay, yeah. Sure. Whatever. You've been together for a while. But then again, like there's a level of protection there that I don't like.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, hey, no. But here's the thing. Look, that in itself is crazy. But to bring it up in Transformers.
I was going to say, in the middle of a Transformers movie?
I'm like, I was just watching alien robots beat each other to death. And now these two dudes are talking about whether or not he's creeping.
See, I don't like when movies do that. Yeah. Like a completely different thing that kind of, like, if you know your audience, right?
Yeah.
If people are going to go and watch.
Yeah.
A Transformers movie.
It's kids.
I don't think they're going to sit here and want to hear you talk about why you're with an underage girl. You get what I'm saying? Like, know your audience, whoever directed this movie. Like, why?
Yeah.
It doesn't match up.
And then there was one point towards the end of the movie where Mark Wahlberg's character was like, we got to go save my daughter. And then the boyfriend went, no, we got to go save my girl. And then Mark Wahlberg's character gave him a look of like, oh, I respect you now. I'm like, I feel like that was disrespectful. I don't know. I don't understand why you're giving him that look. But he was like, now I approve of you because you disrespected me to my face. Like, what?
So stupid.
But yeah, too many movies do that. Too many movies just push weird agendas too.
Yes.
But why of all agendas is that the one you're pushing?
Yeah. Agreed.
I'm scared.
That's strange.
Also, Hasbro made those movies.
Oh, really?
The game company. They make board games for children, and they're out here talking about Romeo and Juliet.
Like, that, know your audience. That's crazy.
These are the same guys that made the board game Sorry.
Actually?
Yeah. They also made G.I. Joe.
I don't know G.I. Joe.
No?
Nope.
It's like a classic cartoon from like the 70s.
No, like the name sounds familiar. Like I can tell popular, but
yeah.
Hmm.
Old stuff. Old people would get it. It's all good.
Grandpa.
Call me grandpa? We're the same age.
We are the same age.
I just know more.
We are the same age. You know what? It's not about knowing more. It's about growing up differently.
Okay, relax.
It's about growing up differently.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yes. You think my family would know G.I. Joe?
No.
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 That's what I'm saying.
G.I. Joe. Go, Joe! That's their statement.
I would...
I never watched it, though.
But I would assume that you would have a good understanding of...
I only knew about it because my dad had a G.I. Joe toy.
See?
That was his upbringing.
Yes, his upbringing is going to affect yours.
Infiltrated my upbringing.
Of course.
And that G.I. Joe toy ruined my life forever. No, I saw him. He haunts me to this day. Speaking of haunting, you ever been haunted? You ever feel like you've been haunted?
No, everybody has all these crazy stories, even my siblings. And I've never.
I've heard some crazy stuff and I'm just like, I don't think apparitions exist. I think your mind got away from you for a bit. I think you went a little crazy.
Wait, so you don't think that any of those things are real?
I believe in the spirit world and I believe in demons.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe people can be haunted.
So like what, demons personally?
I'm saying there's a scientific explanation for paranormal activities.
What if they're just demons?
Sure. Maybe they are demons, but don't call them a ghost because that's going to make me upset.
Oh, okay,
because I'm like,
you.
That doesn't exist.
Okay,
got But people you. Are like, ooh, that kind of ghost. Oh my gosh, forget it. You're kidding? You think that that's... I would laugh if that was in my house because that's hilarious.
So like,
you're scared?
when people say like, ghost as in like another person.
Like somebody's spirit has to like work out something on earth before they can go into the afterlife or whatever. And I'm like, I feel like I don't believe it because I feel like that diminishes the power that God has over spirits too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't think he has control over just like, no, I decide where you go.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm the one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
To say that there's going to be somebody in your house who just has unfinished beef on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, who's this person in my house? I'm going to make their lives miserable for some reason.
So literally every horror movie.
Ghosts don't make sense.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in paranormal activity or anything like that.
But isn't paranormal activity like demons?
Or am I mistaken? It can be. It can be.
Okay.
But you have to invite that in.
Oh.
Demons can't like just get on you. You have to invite it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, God's not going to allow that.
That's even more disturbing.
If you invite it in, then God's like, okay.
Right, you invited it in.
There's nothing I can do for you now. Yeah. You invited that.
Yeah.
Like playing with Ouija boards or stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like you're inviting some nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, don't do that. Leave the dead alone.
That's why I'm so glad I grew up like with a family who like knew God, because my friend, you know what I mean? Like you hear stories of like, oh, when I was little, I played that.
Yeah.
Never touched that. Yeah. I knew.
No.
Like, uh-uh.
No. But then again, also, it's so dumb to watch people like clearly push something across a board and be like,
gosh,
it's speaking to
us. Yes, literally.
And it's like, you're pushing it. You tricked your brain to think that something's moving it because you wanted to hear a certain message.
Mm-hmm. And actually spell things out too. You're insane. You're crazy.
It's like talking to a dead guy. Am I hot?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it works. It's like, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. You're psychotic. You need to stop. I feel like there's just a scientific explanation for stuff.
Yes. I mean, that's true. Yes.
Like, you know, somebody hears a door close and it's like, oh, what was that? I'm alone. It's like, have you ever heard a cross draft? Like,
that's true.
Air moves things.
Okay. When people like take the little things like that and try to make a whole story, you know, about it. Okay.
Here's the thing that I've always said. If I see something and I can't immediately come up with some sort of scientific explanation for it where I'm just like, that cup is floating in the air.
Yeah.
That means I'm just gonna be dying soon, probably. That means I've gone insane and my brain is shutting down. That's it.
Yeah.
And if I see something like that, I don't scream, ghost! I say, see you later, world.
Not ghost, but not... Oh, okay.
Well, no, it means my brain is going.
I guess.
I'm not supposed to see that. Ghosts are weird to me.
They're not real.
Not real. It's not real. However, I do find this hilarious. There's these Instagram pages where I don't know if you've seen them, but they've been blown up recently where it's like all kinds of different concepts where it's like they just post daily videos of like car accidents or something. And then they always caption it, if only there was a Instagram page dedicated to cars slightly getting hit. And it's like the most devastating car wreck you've ever seen. And the comments are just filled with, so what do you mean slightly?
Wait, this is a whole page.
It's a whole page dedicated to just absolute
what do you mean,
horrible wrecks. and it's like, did I just witness somebody die?
Oh my gosh.
And then they're like,
dash cam type of.
Yeah, and they're just like, slightly. Slightly. The person has irreversible damage to their spine.
Oh my gosh.
If they're not dead.
Or no, like, I have not seen those.
People slightly getting hurt, like slightly injured or whatever, and it's like, that man is broken forever.
That's crazy. This is weird, but I really enjoy watching those videos where, not like those crazy crashes, but just like dumb crashes.
Like idiots in cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the dash cam was recording.
Yeah.
I love watching those. I'll sit there and scroll.
Those are pretty interesting and like fun to watch. You know, just car crash compilations.
Thanks. I'm glad you don't think it's weird.
With food. With food.
Eat, like watching with food?
I can't. It's probably not great, but like I don't like to eat anymore if I don't watch YouTube or something. Like I like to have something to watch while I'm eating.
Yes, yes.
Times where, yeah, I'll eat. Like if I have people in front of me,
yes,
and I'm talking, yes, that's fine. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's totally cool. But if it's just me alone, there's been times where I try to like challenge myself where I'm like, let's see how the other side lives. And I just sit down in silence and just eat something. And I'm like, this is, I guess, peaceful, but also weird.
Yeah, it feels, this is stupid, but to me, it feels like it's really not worth it to eat a meal if I can't enjoy it with the show with like something to watch, actually crazy.
Yeah, I want to have a little matinee to myself, you know, every time. It's all good. Who cares? Dude, just people getting slightly injured. I'm like, this video traumatized me. I don't know what you mean slightly.
That's crazy. So there's a whole nother page of that?
There's tons of pages of like different things.
But slightly.
I follow one where it's, if only there was a page dedicated to buildings getting demolished, which is pretty interesting. I like that one.
Because
uh-huh. Nobody dies.
Yeah.
It's just the demolishing. But I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? Why is this on Instagram?
That's so interesting.
I came across one where it was like actual death.
A page.
Yeah.
If only what?
But it was like far away. Like dash cams and stuff. And it was like, you could see like a person get in a car wreck and they fly out of their windshield.
So you know.
And I'm like, oh, it's over for
them.
Yes,
yeah.
And they try to go in the comments and be like, this person was fine. Or whatever, and it's like, where's your source? You're just telling me this?
Yeah.
That person was 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And then they came down onto concrete. You can tell me they're fine?
Oh my gosh.
I came across it, I'm like, why is this even allowed in the guidelines of Instagram?
You know what's worse?
Children are on this app, by the way.
What's worse than Instagram, though, is Twitter.
Twitter allows anything. They don't care.
And I'm just scrolling, and I don't know who I'm following, right? I don't really use Twitter like that, so it's probably just, like, old people.
Yeah.
But scrolling, and the most, like, goriest thing ever will pop up, and I cannot do gore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. Things that should probably be blocked.
There was something my roommate Jake told me about that, like, was years ago. Obviously, it's deleted now because it's even too crazy for Twitter, but it was on Twitter. Where basically it was a video of a guy blowing his head off with a shotgun.
Yes. I don't know if I saw that
and
one,
like
but
millions of people saw that video.
Yes.
And people were going to search for it too.
That's so,
because of like morbid curiosity.
Oh my God.
And then my roommate Jake saw it and he was like, yeah, it was pretty traumatizing a little bit.
Yes.
And then I was like, I bet it was. He's like, morbid curiosity is a heck of a drug.
Yeah. And it's all, well, like the ones I usually see, like, you can tell it's, like, in a foreign country.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I'm just like, why do we have access to this?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that type of stuff.
Nobody should have been given cameras.
Yes.
5% of camera work is art. 95% of it is disgusting, awful things happening.
Literally.
Just absolutely devastating to the mind.
Which is insane. Just take them away from everyone.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, but speaking of watching YouTube, I will say I like watching YouTube, but I don't like watching 14 ads.
Oh my gosh.
For a video essay.
Yes.
That's 10 minutes.
Yes.
It's gotten ridiculous. YouTube is just, it's not what it was before.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It used to be like one ad. That was like 15 seconds.
In like the middle of the video, and then you're done. You can finish the entire video without
any interruptions. And then it was like, it was started at the beginning of the video, and it's like, still one ad, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then some people would abuse it and just go like 50 mid-rolls to make money. Yes. And it's like, nobody wants to watch your videos anymore.
Like as soon as, you know how you press the video and then you could see the little yellow spots?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The people who fill it up, yeah. I'm like, I'm not watching this. Yeah. I'm not.
Like, there was a screenshot and it's like, bro's whole scroll bar is yellow.
Like, that's insane.
Just 1 second of content in between 30 seconds of ads.
Do you put, oh wait. Do you have to go through a certain thing to be able to do that?
It has to be monetized.
Oh, okay.
And you also have to be... Some of my videos will have ads, but that's up to YouTube. And I don't make money off of that.
Oh.
Which is scummy, but
yeah.
There's a certain like thing that you have to reach where you have to have... You have to have at least 1,000 subscribers and at least 4,000 public watch hours per month in order to be... eligible for monetization.
Oh wow.
I don't have anything near that, so go check out my YouTube channel, Nicholas Fleckless. I just posted a video where I tried to cook a pizza and make my own dough, and I failed tremendously, but it's entertaining nonetheless. Yes. But yeah, the ads,
don't become one of those guys.
But here's the I would never. I try to keep ads off my videos, but then again, trying to make money, trying to make bags.
I mean, yeah, that's why I get it, but yeah. Just like, don't abuse it.
It's the, you know? It's the ads where it's like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the ones that, it's the ones in between where they do like a sponsorship deal.
Oh yeah, where I'm part like, of the video.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna skip it.
Yeah,
but you know, you make your bag.
Yes, yes.
So I'm cool with that. But I'm gonna say this, and this freaked me out too. We're so inundated with ads. I had a dream that was an advertisement.
What?
I don't even remember what the advertisement was for. I just know it was an advertisement.
Oh my god!
And I woke up in a cold sweat. And I was like, oh my god, YouTube is in me. It's trying to advertise. It's just like a commercial for Manscaped while I'm sleeping. And it's like, I don't want to think about balls right now. I don't want this. So awful. Just the worst. But YouTube, calm down with the ads, please, forever. But
yes.
Now moving on to our last topic, because I just had so many things I wanted to say. I had so much backed up, and I was like, you know what? Eileen's gonna be on the podcast. We're gonna go at it. We're gonna talk about a lot of hilarious stuff together.
Yes.
So this last topic here, very near and dear to my heart because of how much I don't care about politics, that this made me laugh inside.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work, and this guy, very old guy. Old white man, exactly what you could imagine from Texas, right? He comes up, he's checking out. I look at his hat. It's just a black hat, and it says, I'm not a liberal. That lettering. And I was like, even without that, I could tell. It's just so funny to me to think that other people care that much about your political leaning.
Yes.
That you have to tell them what you're not.
Yeah.
First of all, literally. I would rather you wear a Trump hat, honestly. But then again, actually, that's more entertaining to me to have you have to tell me what you're not.
What you're not, yeah.
I don't care about what you're that not. What insane. Are you?
Yeah. I feel like they have such a, specifically like Republicans, have such a deep hatred for liberals that,
oh my
like,
gosh.
That's
well,
why,
they have a deep
I mean?
Hatred for each other.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
No matter what.
That's true.
But, dude, Republicans, I think liberals are just completely obnoxious, but I think Republicans are completely obnoxious, but in a way more entertaining way.
Yeah, yes.
Because it's like, yo, you're funny.
Yes.
And you're not trying
to. They make
to
it
be.
Entertaining. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I ain't no sissy. It's like, nobody
oh,
was saying.
Oh, Michael loves saying that.
Yeah,
is that
dude.
A video?
It might be. Dude, my roommate says it all the time. He's like, I ain't no sissy liberal. I'm like, yes, I get it. But then again, he's not Republican either, so.
I mean,
it's just funny. It's funny to pretend to be a Republican.
Do you pick?
I'm in the middle. I don't care.
Yeah, same.
And when it comes time to vote, I just pick the lesser of two evils. Because we don't have good candidates.
You actually have to, yeah.
We don't have good candidates anymore.
Yes, yes.
I'm just like, which guy is going to, like, kill our country less?
Yep.
Who cares?
Yep.
you know, I don't have a choice in the matter anymore.
That's literally living in America.
And people are like, your vote matters. I'm like, I don't know if it does, because either way I vote, this country's screwed.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm not even going to get into the whole thing of, like, maybe voter fraud is real. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh.
Because people are like, Biden cheated. he paid for votes, all right? There are not that many people in Utah. And it's like, what, you're counting population? Like, what are you talking about? Huh?
That's what's so stupid.
I mean, like, people would say things and I'm like, yeah, that's fishy. But also, politics is always fishy.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I don't trust what the government does.
That's true.
Nobody knows what they do on a day-to-day basis,
yeah,
except for screw us.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing left. It's just us at the whim of stupid old people.
Oh my gosh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That we allow that, or yeah, that the government allows that?
I don't know how.
Like, you're headed out.
Well, that's the thing, is like, did we even allow it? Or is it just we just got played so hard, cuz they were like, true, "Hey, hate each other, right? Hate each other first, because if you can divide a country, you can take it over."
Yeah.
So they're like, hate each other first. Have a hero, have a villain, right? Pick the sides.
Mm-hmm.
We decide who wins, though.
Yeah. That's insane.
And either way, you're screwed.
Yes. That is actually insane.
That's why I don't get into politics, because I'm like, first of all, it makes people stupid. It makes people sound stupid.
Yes.
And they're just so passionate about it, and I'm like, okay, let me give you a 5-step presentation on how much I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Just my one message, if I could ever give somebody a message, 2 words, just chill. Life is okay.
Yes.
You're fine.
You know, I know that some people in our generation are still very, you know, but I'm like, when, maybe this is bad to say, but when, like, more of those, what's that, millennials? No,
which one?
Boomers, like, just that generation of, like, older,
they're dying off.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what about when they're all gone?
Political leanings, I don't imagine it will change too much, though.
You think it's gonna stay the same?
Because I think that even in Gen Z, though, it's still pretty split.
That's what I was saying.
You have, like, so many Trumpers,
yeah,
where they're just like, you know, Just hating on people for living life. And they're like, gay? And it's like, what? it's fine, dude. It's fine.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm about to get real mad. And it's like, just chill. It's all good.
Yeah.
But, dude, people can't relax. It's crazy.
Yes.
Like that whack job Alex Jones is like, the water's turning the freaking frogs gay. It's like, frogs don't have a concept of sexuality.
Like, they sound so dumb.
Yeah, bro. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny.
The only reason I ever listen to politics is to entertain myself. Because I'm like, every person involved is sounding so dumb right
now.
And this is hilarious.
Actually.
But anyways.
Oh.
That's what we got for you.
Loved
listeners.
It.
And thank you, Eileen, for coming on
thank
board
you for
and
me.
Having a good time.
Yes.
Finally made it happen. And now we're gonna go eat some good food.
Oh, I'm excited. Are we trying Thai?
We're gonna do Thai for dinner.
Okay.
But I'm gonna take y'all to a kebab shop.
Oh, yes.
They got good stuff.
All right.
I swear, bro. The manager comes in Office Depot where I work. I'm so tempted to give him free stuff just because of how good their food is.
Maybe he'll pay back.
I'd be fired immediately. I really actually need that job right now. yeah. They're also pretty chill dudes over there.
Really?
Yeah. Good. They're just chill kebab making guys. And I appreciate it. They're a whole vibe,
you
know?
I love that. Yep.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a friend about it. I'm probably just going to post this today. Because usually I post on Tuesdays, but I'll get back to that once I'm on solos. But this is a long time in the making.
Yes.
So we'll just post it today. Saturday is a good day to post guests. Wow, it took me forever to get that out. Good day to post guest episodes, because people really like to listen to people they know on a podcast. Just talk.
Sure.
Even though I'm pretty sure I did like 60% of the talking.
No, you didn't. I was here.
I know. No, I'm saying I wish I did a little bit less.
Oh, no.
To let you shine through a little
bit
more.
It was a good balance.
Okay. Plus, I just want to make sure you thought it was a good balance.
Yes. Plus, let me ask you this. Mm. So is it a one-time thing only? Are you, there's reoccurring guests?
If you want to come back on, yeah, I'm totally down to have people back on. Yeah. Like, I had David twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was my 11th episode and then my 50th special.
I don't think I heard the second one, then.
It's my 50th special.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He made fun of my hairline twice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in both episodes. And I was like, cool, it's all good.
David is a special guy.
He's a great guy. No. He has beef with you just because you're Salvadorian, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, actually.
Yeah, another episode. that's a whole podcast in itself. The Agreed. Historic beef between Mexicans and Salvadorians,
yep.
I still don't understand it.
If you know,
Eileen came into the ministry, and I was like, she's pretty cool, and David was like, watch out for her. And I was like, what?
Literally. One-sided beef, but...
Oh, you think it's just anger on the Mexican side?
Yes, I think it's one-sided.
That's crazy. Mexicans, your turn to fire back. I don't know. What if we just solved...
solved the beef here
What if
on
we
fun?
Solved a national beef between two countries on my podcast? anyways, but thank you guys for listening. If you liked it, tell a friend about it. Eileen, thank you again for coming. And yeah, as always... I hope you enjoy your day, your week, your month, your year, and the rest of your life. Peace out, homies.